Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. You're going to hear a great show, but before we get into the great show, let's talk about an item of food that's kind of divided the room.
Spectacularly so. You've always been consistent with the fact that as far as flavours and foods are concerned, I think the phrase that you normally use is you like things to stay in their lane.
Yeah, I don't like it when, say, a Chinese restaurant does pizza or people who go and have an omelette. Like a Chinese restaurant, or actually, I feel like I'm horribly majoring on Chinese. Let me have another example. What about an Italian restaurant that does Chinese food?
You wouldn't like that either, would you?
I'll come back to you on some more details.
So when a kind of sort of crisp-sized packet turned up in the studio from M&S, and it's tortilla chips, the last thing that you'd want to hear is if they're rolled up and covered in cinnamon and milk chocolate.
It's just, why have they done that?
It's
tortillas
Christmas.
Are great. They don't need that stuff on them.
Everything at Christmas can be just Christmassified.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we didn't buy them. Yes, we've stolen them from the Jason Manford show, so we shouldn't be, you know, in any way.
He's leaving,
biting the hand that feeds, etc. I'm talking about us, not him. But, you know, I just think it's one flavour too far. But you're really into that kind of, I'd say a thing that would sum you up is, let's say, Marmite. I've got like a Rolo flavoured Marmite.
Oh god,
I've gone and invented something. Damn it. But basically that.
These are good. Look out for them. They're kind of like the size of a little cigarillo, really. You could look like you're smoking a cinnamon tortilla chocolate covered roll.
Do you know what? They look like something that I don't like the sound of. Do you know what it looks like?
Go on.
Do you remember that fella that they found from like prehistoric times in a bog? With his knees and everything tied up.
The Piltdown Man?
He looks like Piltdown Man.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's no ordinary Wednesday. We are now only a couple of days away from Black Friday. There's plenty of deals to be had everywhere you look. But with a couple of days out, I have this sense that everybody this week is looking for deals. There's a lot of bargain monitoring going on.
Oh, yes.
I know that I am. I'm looking at my basket right now. I've got items in my basket, but I've yet to proceed to checkout.
Why haven't you proceeded to checkout? What's the problem?
Because I'm just monitoring deals and I'm looking around to see whether there's other stuff to be had. Also bearing in mind that even though I'm thinking of buying things, there could well be something that suddenly my wife will go, by the way, we need to buy that. So that scratches one of my items off the list.
So this is a really good point because I buy stuff on eBay quite a bit. And what I do is I'll watch it. And that lets the eBay seller know that I'm interested.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that might make them send me an offer of a price.
Exactly.
But they don't do that on Amazon, do they?
They should do.
They should do. They should know that it's in your basket and there should be some significance to that.
Here's my basket. I thought, let's do a little monitor of what's in your basket. First of all, a 200-litre festival trolley, folding festival trolley.
Now, they're supposed to be pretty good,
yeah.
Those things.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about them.
Thank you very much. I mean, I don't know why I'm thanking you. It's just something I want to buy.
It's your basket.
A no drill mount for a Ring doorbell.
No drill stuff never works.
Really?
I think it doesn't work. No more nails, you know, pretend blue tack, doesn't work.
Yeah,
you've got to drill it.
This is for the outside of the house.
It just doesn't work.
And a multifunction sport digital stopwatch.
Do you know what, weirdly enough, I nearly bought a stopwatch the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's a big disparity. You can spend quite a lot of money on a stopwatch, which essentially just counts upwards.
What would you spend on a stopwatch?
I was looking at 12 quid.
£4.24.
There you go, there's the difference. There's the show in a nutshell. Do you know what I've got in my basket?
Go on.
On Amazon. I have got I nearly bought it and then for some reason I didn't. I'm quite into journaling role-playing games at the moment where the book tells you what's going on and you make a note of it, roll some dice. A little bit like the old choose your own adventure or fighting fantasy games from back in the day. So I was going to get this one, but it looked a bit too bleak, so I stopped at the last minute before hitting purchase. It's called, and I should remove it from my basket because we share an Amazon account, me and Katie, and she's going to see it. It's called Choir of Flesh. Sounds like a heavy metal band, but it's just a really good journaling role-playing game.
Proceed to checkout.
Let's get it got.
What's in your basket? Ollie is in the Cotswolds. Has 2 kilograms worth of protein powder.
Was he dealing?
And a double bed heated blanket, both of which in the basket. You wouldn't have necessarily thought that one person would have both of those items. They're both very different.
Maybe he's just absolutely hench, but really cold at night. No, remember earlier on we were saying Amazon should be like eBay, where if you watch something on eBay, they then send you an offer. And, you know, if you've got something in your basket, you should get something good for it. We've had a message in. Hi, Vicky from Little Bit Different Candles here. Just to say that if you leave your items in your basket on Etsy or like an item, it will send you an offer, and so will many sellers on there. So maybe you need to get yourself over to Etsy.
Yes.
For your wheel along trolley or whatever it was you
bought. Don't know whether you can buy dartboard surrounds on Etsy. That's what Carl has got in his basket right now. A dartboard surround.
You'd think if you got the dartboard and the darts, you're sorted for darts.
Yeah, but some people that have got dartboards not very good and they need a surround as well.
That's a good point. That's wise. Very, very wise. Have a little look on your Amazon. Hell, your Etsy as well. Tell us what's in your basket.
Jason, several Ducati nuts and bolts for a Ducati Monster, he says. This is the great thing about Black Friday week. There are bargains on all sorts of things.
Surely if you need bolts for a Ducati, you kind of need bolts. It's not something you would leave in a basket, surely. It's kind of essential. Sarah in Chesterfield says, guys, I have a TikTok shop basket with assorted Taylor Swift items for my daughter, along with some super soft minky cloths, and also a Timo basket of assorted car air fresheners.
Those minky cloths are amazing.
I don't really know what they are.
Would you like a minky cloth?
Well, it depends what a minky cloth is.
I'll talk to you about minky cloths during the next song.
It's not like a mankini, Borat or something, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, phew.
Alana, what's in your basket?
In my basket is a heated clothes wrap, a barbell hip thrusting pad thing that you use in the gym, and some VIP spray.
Some what spray? You might have to clarify what that is, Alana.
VA poo spray. You spray it in your toilet so your poo doesn't smell or people can't smell it.
Alana, I'm going to help you out here and ruin the illusion for a lot of people. I also have a lavender-scented VI poo by my toilet upstairs.
He takes it everywhere where he goes.
You know,
it's clever
it
stuff.
It is perfect handbag size. It is perfect handbag size.
Do you know what? The first I heard of this stuff is that someone had nicked it out of our local cafe. They had VI poo in there. And said, someone's taken our VI poo. What's the world come to? So this must be like gold dust, this stuff.
Yeah, you know what? It is actually quite, like, spicy for the size that it is. But you know what? It really works. It's so good. And to be honest, like, we definitely need it for my, like, bathroom for my fiancé because, yeah, he doesn't have the nicest message.
Throw him under the bus.
I don't think anyone does, but yeah, the lemon one's my favourite. I like the lemon one.
Lavender's nice.
Okay, I'll try lavender. I'll try lavender next time for you.
Imagine your fiancé is getting back from work and he's, I heard you're Alana on Absolute Radio earlier on. He's like, oh, brilliant, what did she say? Well, you might want to sit down.
Hello, yeah, oh no. Actually, I'm not looking forward to that conversation when I get home.
Maybe say you might not want to sit down because that's probably half the problem, isn't it?
Literally, yeah.
Alana, good to speak to you. Maybe you might make
good
that purchase and it'll leave your basket and enter your house.
Is that a euphemism?
Amazing. It'll be back here by tomorrow. Lovely to speak to you both.
This text says, I've recently tidied up my garden, cleared an area of rubbish on the corner. I now have an outdoor sofa and a fire pit in my Amazon basket, ready for our New Year's Eve party this year.
That spells trouble. That's red flag. And then Andy in Kent says, Bush Ritchie, I've got a pair of brown leather Yukon Vista 2 clocks. I've combined Crocs and clogs, which is what they are.
Shoes that tell the time would be an amazing invention.
Let's go for this again. So he's got some brown leather Yukon Vista 2 Croc clogs. Sorry, a bit sick. In his basket. I might need to hand my cool badge in to Dave. You're telling us.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
So all you got to do is answer a very simple question because we like to know what you're up to. Right now as we speak, are you home or not home?
I'm going to have to answer, obviously, I mean, I'm not home right now. I'm here with you. But later, I'm also not home. It's going to be a cold night watching the football this evening, but it's not going to stop me. But I have got my leather gloves making their debut outing of 2025 for Arsenal versus Bayern Munich tonight.
So, you know, how many victims did you have? Is it five or six? The something strangler.
No one would go out and do an activity like that with a yellow bobble hat like that.
It's the perfect get-up, though, to sing North London Forever, my favourite song.
I'm glad you like it so much. I'll belt it out extra loud for you.
If you're singing it somewhere, it'll probably make me feel sick and I can't understand why. Castillo says, I'm not home, I'm in Nando's. That's more like it.
Yes.
And then someone here says, I'm not home, I'm sitting outside Chester Station waiting for my son. It's not an alibi. We just want to know what you're up to, all right?
I'm out delivering takeaways, says Tayak, with the volume cranked up. Keep the good tunes coming. We intend to. Tim is not home. He's currently cleaning the school corridors, then says, once I've locked the school, I'm going up to my in-laws for tea. But then goes on to say, on a random note, you were just referring to the special Manny show that you're doing at the weekend.
Yeah.
Tim says, Manny was my wife's godfather and used to call her hand in mouth, as she would always put her hand in people's mouths.
What an incredible nickname to be given from someone who is like a rock idol.
Incredible.
That'd stay with you, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
it would.
Good on, a lovely story. Thanks for getting involved. That's the power of home or not home.
Put it in the show at the weekend.
Nick, I will do. I just need to make some adjustments.
Okay.
Nick says, not home. Very rare I don't even make it to a truck stop or services, but right now my home is, and I nearly misread it, a lay-by on the A120. So he's just sat there in his truck, I guess headlights on, seeing what happens.
We'll move on. Joanne is home, but soon not to be home, and is going to the Comedy Store to see Paul Merton and Stephen Mangan.
Now, there's an interesting combination. 8, 12, 15, you home or not home then?
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it for your Daily Takeaway podcast. There's some... There's a few of these left now. I know you don't want them.
Pilt down fingers, anyone?
I think I'm all right now.